From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
A guy in North Carolina won won the Powerball jackpot, and he says he got the numbers off a fortune cookie.
No way.
Way. He says those lucky numbers you see on the little fortune, which aren't usually fortunes, by the way.
Right.
They're just sayings. Yeah. Kind of ridiculous. 66-year-old Charles Jackson Jr. from Cumberland County, North Carolina, won $344.6 million in the Powerball. He cashed in his ticket on Tuesday, said he got the numbers from a fortune cookie his granddaughter got at a Vietnamese restaurant.
Then it should be his granddaughter's money.
Well, you know what?
She didn't play.
They asked him what it... Well, maybe she wasn't over 18. I don't know. You know, okay. Kind of that thing. Right. They asked him what he was going to do with the money. He said he plans to donate some of it and give his brother $1 million. And then he said, quote, "I'm going to wear my jeans, but maybe newer ones." He's got $223 million on the lump sum of the Powerball.
Well, he best be giving his granddaughter a little bit, at least reimburse her for lunch.
I will be at Panda Express today. Right. Grabbing up all the fortune cookies. That's
wonder if he saved the fortune.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe. But maybe not. Who knows? Anyway. All right. It is time for the news. What's going on?
What up?
What up?
Well, before Chris Hemsworth, God, he's hot. Before he landed the role of Thor in the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
He lost out on big roles in G.I. Joe and the Wolverine X-Men movies.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know that.
And, as all beginning actors are in Hollywood, he was running out of money.
Well, I don't think he was in Hollywood, was he? Well, I think he was in Australia, but I'm sure he came to Hollywood. He probably was a little too much of a waiter kind of thing. I can't imagine Chris Hemsworth coming to my table asking me, you know, what I'd like to order.
If he came to my table and said, what I'd like to order, I'd say, a dozen of you, baby.
Yeah.
To go.
Yeah.
So if you can just crawl in this to-go box, I'll take you.
But all's well that ends well with this guy, right? Because, you know, he's flipping Thor now, right?
He got into acting because he loved movies and TV, but also because they didn't have much money. Family didn't have much money.
Right. Yeah.
Him and his brothers.
He has brothers? I've only heard of the one.
No, there's a couple.
There's more?
Yeah. So he had a dream of being able to pay off his parents' house.
Oh, well.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that. Yeah.
While Chris was really struggling before he landed the role of Thor, he does say that if he had got to play the other roles, he would not have been available to play the God of Thunder.
Oh, you know what? Wow.
And trick my heart while he's got that cape on. Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he struggled, then he was able to catch the hammer.
He caught the hammer. Yeah. Hammer on, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of movies. Marvel movies. Now he's going to be in Men in Black International.
I'm sure you're
going to want to see that.
Heck yeah.
Now he's got enough money he could share it with Matt Damon.
Jennifer Aniston was on Ellen yesterday. That's right. We decided not to spoil Ellen, even though this story was online yesterday.
I know. It's crazy with
Good
Ellen.
Good on us.
I don't know why they do that.
I don't know.
Of all the things they spoil Ellen every damn day.
They do, but I guess it's a teaser of his ends, in a sense.
Well, yeah, but they give away the whole thing, and they even show video. It's like people don't need to watch Ellen.
That's true.
They watch Ellen like crazy. Come on.
Well, in any event, Ellen prodded Jen about a friend's reunion, because, you know, like, no one's ever asked her before about that.
Yeah, right.
But, of course, now it's Ellen asking, so.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
So there might be something to that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So Jennifer said she would totally do it.
She would?
Yeah.
She would?
And that the girls would also do it.
They would?
And she thinks that even the boys would do it.
They would?
Oh,
well, I think Matt Perry would, but he might have to have his rehab coach with him.
Yeah, that boy needs plastic surgery.
Yeah, well, I think they all are getting a little long in the tooth. The exception of Jen Aniston. It's whatever. It's the cream. Whatever cream she's using. The facial scrub. Is it Aveeno?
And Smart Water.
And Smart Water. These guys have so much money. But, you know, now that Ellen is, like, you know, putting it out there, she's giving them the engagement clock. That's what she's done. She's giving them the engagement clock, that Ellen. She's such a trickster.
That's what she does.
She's such a trickster.
She's a trickster.
I think about Friends 20 years from now. I mean, 20 years on. Mm-hmm. After all that's happened, have Ross and Rachel, are they still together? Are they on another break?
They have to be together. They have to be.
You know, Chandler and Monica. Has Monica absolutely driven Chandler to... I mean, Chandler could get the whole, I don't know, you know, the whole Barca Lounger thing, and now he's got the big dad bod.
Maybe she drove Chandler to drink.
That's what I'm thinking. And Phoebe... Well, can you just imagine Phoebe now, 20 years later?
I love Phoebe.
And Joey. How you doing?
I mean,
he's been on TV, Matt LeBlanc. He's the one who's had TV work.
He's had quite a career.
Yeah. And he's got gray hair now.
Jen Aniston's just had a career.
They've all had some sort of career.
Yeah.
Do we really want to see that?
I don't know.
I think, unlike Fuller House, it would be unsatisfying to see the friends back together after 20 years. I think it'd just be depressing as hell.
Would be.
Because they'd probably still be living in the same building. No, wait. Well, they left that. Maybe they got back.
Monica and Chandler had left and bought a house.
Well, that was 20 years ago. We don't know what they've done now.
That is true. I don't know.
You know who they could have guest star, though?
Who?
Halle Berry. She could be a guest star with them.
I walked right into that. Holy crap.
All right. With that, we will take our leave. Have yourself a great day.
See you tomorrow.
And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.